Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Podcasts continue to gain ground as a popular form of entertainment and information. Take ours, for example, but ours is also tied to an actual over-the-air radio show. Our next guest says there's a lot more involved in starting one from scratch that only airs over the internet. Jack Hitt is a South Carolina native and co-founder of the 2017 Peabody Award-winning podcast, Uncivil. He joins us now by phone from his office in Brooklyn, New York. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Congratulations on the Peabody.
Well, thank you. It was truly an unexpected surprise. I didn't even know Peabody's gave awards for podcasts.
Share with us the backstory here. What is Uncivil all about and how did it get started?
The origin of the show goes all the way back to my childhood in Charleston, South Carolina. And just know that like there, every building, every park, every plaque somehow references the Civil War. And then, I don't know, I started reading about it about 10 years ago, and I realized that outside of those plaques and outside of those statues, I found this whole other history. And it seemed to resonate astonishingly with everything that's happening right now, as if to say, we never really finished that war, and we never really ended it. And so that became the kind of driving impulse to sit down with another person. I wanted to find somebody who wasn't from the South, someone who was not my race, to basically, let's see if we can just report out these other stories and see if we can tell them.
And were you already in the podcast business?
Well, I had a long history of being in the radio business. I'd been on podcasts, but I'd never produced one. Before this, I had been a fairly frequent contributor to a public radio program called This American Life, and I had done a lot of things. Some of it was even history. That is what sort of got me started in voicing stories on microphones. So I guess about 3 years ago, these podcast companies started to pop up. I had several friends at one of them, and I mentioned this idea, and they said, well, kick us a proposal. I put that together and found a co-host, and that's the beginning of Uncivil.
You find a podcasting company that is looking for shows. Would this kind of be like a network then, and then they have their shows that are on that network?
Exactly that. So, I mean, it's not unlike the beginning of television. There are these podcast companies. They go out, they find new talent, new shows, new ideas. No one quite knows what they're doing. It's the Wild West in a way. If any of your listeners have tuned into a bunch of podcasts, then you know that there are literally thousands of podcasts being produced right now. The business model, the funding mechanism, is essentially old-fashioned radio commercials. So if you listen to our podcast, you'll hear us do commercials for all kinds of things. So that whole commercialized podcast world now is really kind of just standing up and figuring out like how money will be made and how shows will be made and how they'll be distributed and all of that.
Well, Jack, can you share with us a brief synopsis of one of the Uncivil episodes to give our listeners an idea of what you have uncovered?
I did not grow up knowing anything about an event that happened just down the road from Charleston near Beaufort called the Cumbie Raid. Briefly, there was a Yankee outpost there that stayed there, Port Royal, for the entire war. And at one point, this renegade soldier, James Montgomery from Kansas, organized 250 recently freed slaves, trained them, and pulled off really probably the most successful covert operation of the entire Civil War. They snuck up the Cumbie River. He also had Harriet Tubman at his side. The two of them led this raid that freed 750 people in one night without a single death. This story, this amazing, like I said, the practically Mission Impossible moment, was on the front pages of the national newspapers for 2 months. I have looked them all up. I have them all. But strangely, it completely receded from history. Now, I think there's a movement to put up a statue in Beaufort about the Cumbie Raid. So Uncivil is doing what is happening everywhere, really, which is that new stories are being told and a fresh history is being written.
And season one is now finished. Will there be a season two?
Well, we certainly hope so. We are currently working through stories that we would put together for season two, and a couple of them are in production. So with luck, yes.
Well, Jack, congratulations again on the Peabody, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. Great talking to you.
Jack Hitt is a South Carolina native and co-founder of the 2017 Peabody Award-winning podcast, Uncivil, and he joined us by phone from his office in Brooklyn, New York. And we will have a link to the podcast posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.